Live versus inactivated vaccines. Immunobiologics produced by different manufacturers contain unique active and inert ingredients, suspending fluids, preservatives, antibiotics, and adjuvants. For example, aluminum phosphate to enhance antigenicity of immunobiologics. Vaccines can contain live or inactivated microorganisms. Inactivated or killed immunobiologics may consist of the whole microorganism, whole cell pertussis, detoxified exotoxins, diphtheria and tetanus toxoids, soluble capsular material, pneumococcal polysaccharide, surface antigen, HBV, or components of the organism, subunit influenza. Vaccine types and examples are shown in Exhibit 3-27. Exhibit 3-27. Vaccine type and examples. Source, adapted from CDC, Principle of Vaccination. Vaccines can be described as monovalent, a single strain or type of organism, trivalent, three types or strains of a single organism or three different organisms, quadrivalent, four influenza strains, or polyvalent, multiple strains or types. For some diseases, such as influenza, measles, and polio, both live and inactivated vaccines may be available. Live, attenuated vaccination involves the use of very small doses of living organisms, which have been weakened to produce a subclinical infection. Consequently, this approach more closely approximates the immunological response that follows natural infection and may confer more long-lasting immunity than the use of killed organisms. Thus, a single dose of the MMR vaccine is thought to confer lifelong immunity, even though two doses are now recommended, whereas repeated vaccination and boosters are required for immunobiologics such as diphtheria and tetanus.